Thanks for coming back to another episode of Real Talk with Bob and T. I'm Bob.
And I'm T.
I hear we have a word from our sponsors.
Yes, we do. What if you had a plan mapped out for your success? At Royal Lineage MKG, our focus is to provide successful marketing solutions that increase brand visibility, customers, and revenue using highly effective online marketing strategies. For a free, no-obligation marketing action plan that is customized to accomplish your unique goals and address your unique needs and wants, call or text Royal Lineage Marketing Solution at 216-505-7267. Charity is a created line of all-natural loose tea leaves designed to give back and help create positive change in the lives of women and girls in the Cleveland community. 100% of their proceeds support the mission of Cleveland Female Empowerment Organization. With Charity by Voss, Charity is a tea line owned by the Cleveland Female Empowerment Organization to help raise money to support women and girls. They can be reached at clefe.org and also on IG at clef_org.
Saba.
Yes.
What you doing?
What am I doing?
What you doing?
Nothing. What's going on?
Look, I have a what if for you.
Okay.
Let's say it's always been a childhood dream of yours to go hunting, okay?
Okay.
Deer hunting.
All right.
You know, for all the Bambi lovers right now, I know they're having a fit, but this is just a what if.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So, say one year for your birthday that your wife booked a vacation to go to a hunting resort.
Okay.
Okay. She said all you have to do is just bring a bag and she'll take care of the rest.
Bring a bag or clothes?
A bag of clothes. I mean, you want a bag of clothes.
All right.
All right. So you get to the resort, you check in, you know, you're excited. You're like, ah, this has been a childhood dream of mine. I actually get to go hunting. So you notice the guy at the, what, Bob?
All right. My childhood dreams. Okay. Is to go hunting. All right.
Oh, look, I said it's a what if. Okay.
I got you. Go ahead.
So you notice that the guy that checks you in at the front desk, he's a little creepy.
Okay.
You know, but I mean, you know, that's a hunting.
Creepy how?
I mean, just creepy. I don't know. He give off bad vibes. He kind of like, not Norman Bates creepy.
And so is this like out in the open or is it in the woods?
It's in the woods. It's a resort, a hunting resort. You can't have it in a city.
Okay.
But yeah, let's say he does give off like little Norman Bates vibes.
Are there other people around?
Yeah, it's a few.
It's a what?
It's a few.
It's a few people.
I mean, you're not, everybody's out. They're doing their thing.
Okay, but you're not there by yourself.
You're not the only one at the resort, Bob.
All right.
Jeez. So, at the resort, they give you,
am I the only black person?
Well, yeah.
Come on. Go on.
So, anyways, they give you a bag, and they tell you, you know, this is, you know, what you put, you know, what you, hunted. This is what you're going to put in the bag. You use this bag to put, the remains in.
All right.
So, you know, you're telling your wife, you're like, I don't want to eat nothing here.
Right.
So you guys go out, go into town, get something to eat, whatever. So the next morning, you go out and you know, you get prepared to go hunting. So, you know, you're going and you're looking and, you know, you see something moving and then you're like, okay, I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to shoot. So you shoot, but you notice, you hear when you shoot, you hear, and then something falls.
Oh, it's having me to bounce.
So, you're like,
I hit the wrong thing. It's time for us to go.
You smart.
Get your stuff.
You smart.
Get your stuff.
So, your wife is like, we need to go see what that was, because I don't think animals make that kind of noise.
We going to check out a little early.
No, you have to go see what it was, Bob.
Nah, so you say.
So, anyways, You go up and you see there was actually a person. So your wife checks the vitals. You know, she's in the medical field and she's like, they didn't make it.
Look here. T. You know what? If I hear ow, you know, I'm telling you, and I'm thinking my hunting time is over right then. I'm back to the desk. I'm saying, hey, we need an early checkout.
Wait a minute. You know? So you're just leaving the body there.
What does T want to do? Call the authorities? And I'm a man with a gun.
Hey, you're at and a resort.
I have killed someone else.
You're at a resort.
By mistake. That's the truth.
Okay, but you're at a resort, so you should be okay. Anyways.
So what is everybody else saying is this resort?
Okay, but you're out in the woods. Nobody else seen it. It's okay. Just her.
All right.
So anyway, she checks the vitals. She knows that the person is dead. You know, she's checking for identification, and there's nothing on the body. So your wife tells you, you know, we got a body. We got to bury the body.
What?
We have to bury the body. No one will ever know.
So she wants to be, implicated too.
You know, we got to bury it. So she gets the bag that they gave you at the front desk, you know, because you're supposed to be deer hunting. But the bag is small.
Right.
It's not like a bag. Well, you know, deers are pretty big. Okay. You can't get anything in this bag. This is like a doggone bird you can get in this bag.
So what they give me, what they give us that size bag for
okay,
the beginning?
Okay, I gotta get to the rest of the story. Just wait.
All right.
So anyway, she like, we gotta bury him. We have to bury him. There's no other choice. We have no other choice.
All right.
So, you know, you bury the body. You get back to the front desk. You get back to the resort.
So we buried the body.
Yeah. So you think.
Okay.
You get back to the resort and the creepy front desk guy, he asks, how was your hunting experience? And did you catch any ducks? And you and your wife look at each other and you're like, ducks? He was like, yeah. He was like, that's what people come up here for, ducks. You know, that's the only thing that you can catch up here are ducks. You can shoot the ducks. And your wife was like, oh, you know, no, we didn't catch any ducks. She was like, oh, you know, crazy me, I thought this was like a deer resort too. And he was like, oh no, you can only do ducks. You can't do anything bigger than, you know, so many pounds.
Dude, check this out. Here go our key. We gonna be leaving right now. Yeah. Okay. Hey. Thank you. Okay.
Anyways, we can't leave.
We going to our car.
We cannot leave. So he was like, well, I hope you weren't coming up here to hunt deer because it's illegal. He was like, didn't you know this is why you got a small bag? And then your wife is like, well, I mean, I knew that, you know, we whatever. And you're looking at your wife because you're like, I can't believe that you got me in this mess.
Silly me.
So you say, you know, you tell the guy it was okay. So, of course, you and your wife get back up to the room. You know, you pissed because you think that, you know, you came up here to hunt deer. Come to find out it was ducks. I don't know how she got that messed up, but she did. So anyways, later that night, you go downstairs. The creepy guy at the front desk says, not only is it illegal to hunt deer, but you know it's also illegal to kill and bury a body. But for a price, he'll keep your secret.
I don't know what you're talking about.
So, would you pay him?
Dude, I don't know what you're talking about.
Would you let your wife take the fall? What you mean you don't know what he's talking about?
See, that's why when we got back to the front desk with the creepy guy, I was trying to hand in my key so we can be out.
See, Bob, that's not going to work.
What?
Don't you think but at some point... Go ahead. No, go ahead.
But now we got to sit here and be extorted by this creepy dude from the front desk?
By Norman Bates. Yeah.
By who?
Norman Bates. Didn't I tell you can remind you of Norman Bates?
Oh, whatever, T.
So, I mean, what are you going to do? I mean, at this point, I mean, you go back up to the room, you tell your wife, you like, you know, he knows. And, you know, she like, he knows what?
Right. That's what I'm asking him. He knows. What do you know?
And I know that you killed somebody out there and you buried them.
Show me some video footage. Because if you don't have me doing something, showing me, you have nothing.
The only way you're getting this video is if you pay up right now. I'll take half. I'll take down payment.
No, you can't do me like that. You can't do me like that.
So hold on. If he's telling you that he saw.
You gotta show me. You gotta show me.
Oh, no, Bob. No, if he's telling you, that means he knows.
Yeah. Well, I mean, show me. Show me. Telling me is one thing, but you gotta show me.
Okay, he shows you. He shows you the video of your wife going up to the guy, checking the vitals and checking to see if he has any identification on him.
Okay.
So every video, every frame is your wife touching the body. Mm-hmm. Not you. Now your wife hasn't seen the video.
Right.
But every video is of your wife touching the body, kind of like covering the body up.
I'm going to see what I'm going to do.
What you going to do?
I am going to hop on the phone. I am going to call my attorney.
Oh my gosh.
I'm telling you the truth. I'm going to call my attorney. I'm going to let him know what's going on. And then follow his toolage from there. Because if I have to go to the police in this hick town, I want someone from the city where attorney to know where I am before I get lost in the sauce in some little town. Because anything can happen.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, for real. So now it is going to be up to my attorney to get me up out of this jam.
Okay.
All day. All
right. So, you know, I like twists and turns to the story. Mm-hmm. Your attorney comes. Your attorney comes down.
He comes.
He sees the video.
Right.
And he's like, Bob, I saw the video. It doesn't look good for your wife. They don't have you in any... He doesn't have you in any of the videos.
Okay.
This is a bad situation. It's really bad. It looks like we have... Because a crime was committed. We know.
But it was a mistake.
Okay, it was a mistake. But the body was buried.
Okay.
At that point, y'all should have went to the police, is what he's telling you.
I tried to tell her. I told her. Right.
But now, the body is buried.
Yup.
You got some choices to make here.
Okay. Well, what are my choices?
The choices is we're going to pay this dude off. I destroy the tapes. Of course, you got a crooked attorney. Or you're going to have to turn your wife in.
So, what's to say, me paying this guy, he's not going to come back to want more money at some point?
I'm going to take care of all that. The more you know, the more problems it is for you.
Okay.
Is what the attorney tells you.
So, you can ensure that once I pay this guy off, that there won't be any, I won't see or hear from him in the future. To try to implicate my wife in any of this stuff.
Nothing. You won't have any words.
How much is he talking about?
So that's the problem. He won't have $1 million.
Oh my goodness. He won't 500 grand,
yeah,
to keep his mouth shut.
Keep his mouth shut. You killed somebody. What you didn't kill somebody on his property. You done buried the body. Now they gotta get rid of the body.
Right, in this little hick town.
Will you stop saying that?
I mean, for real, where it's like one stoplight.
Oh, gosh.
You know?
Oh, my goodness. But yeah, it just adds something else to the story. Not only is he the creepy old Norman Bates guy, he also the sheriff's son.
Well... I'm going to have to talk to my lawyer to make sure.
Well, your attorney just told you. Happened. And you said, now mind you, your wife doesn't know any of this that's going on.
Oh, well,
she knows.
She got to get pulled in this conversation. She got to get pulled in this conversation.
Why are you dragging her in the middle of it?
She's dragging her. She the one that started all this stuff. She's the one that came up with the bright idea to bury the body. She's going to get pulled in. She's going to get pulled in.
Really, Bob?
Absolutely. I mean, she's going to get pulled in to kind of figure out what we can do, what should be the best thing to do, you know, and what she got on this half meal.
Oh, my goodness.
Because our best bet, in my mind, is to pay this dude off and hopefully never hear from him again. So that's and have our attorney destroy the tape.
So that's what you came up with. Just, you know.
Or you getting locked up. Hey.
Wait, hold on. So you wouldn't, that's the thing. You wouldn't take the fall for your wife.
What?
Oh.
They have you on tape. Okay. How can I take the fall?
If you take the fall for it, he's like, he won't even produce the tapes. He'll destroy the tapes. So it's either you pay this half a million, you turn your wife in, or you take the fall for the crime.
We got to come up with some money. That's my alternative. That's the first thing I'm thinking. Is we got to come up with some money, right? Because you don't want to go to jail. I don't want to go to jail. You know what I'm saying, right?
I mean, no, I shouldn't have to go to jail. We ain't
what?
Kids.
What?
We ain't kids. Somebody got to take care of the kids, Bob.
Who am I? I'm not trying me. I can take care of kids, too.
Oh, my goodness.
Come on.
You got a newborn. You got a newborn at home. You can't take care of a newborn, Bob.
Why can't I?
All right, you can't take it. Man can't take it.
Of course. Of course I can.
But it's a nursing newborn.
What?
It's a nursing newborn.
They can get some milk. You can transition a nursing newborn to someone that is taking milk.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Oh, boy. So, what you going to do? That's a lot of money to come
up with. I just told you. We're going to try to come up with this half a million.
You ain't got it.
We are going to try to do whatever we can do to come up with this half a meal. And so my wife's alternative is to turn me in.
Well, no, she didn't say turn you in. She just wanted to know if you're going to take the fall.
So she wants me to take the rap for, you know, her thought of trying to kill this person and bury him.
I mean, but not technically.
Not killing him. But barely.
Yeah, because technically you were actually the one who shot the gun. Not
all right.
The one.
All right.
So technically, you did commit the crime
of shooting him, but you committed a crime of burying him. Okay. So the way I see it, we in this together. Right? You are as guilty as I am, and I'm as guilty as you are. Am I right?
So now.
Huh?
If that's what you want to look at it.
Yeah, absolutely. So now we got to figure a way to get out.
All right.
That's why I pulled you in so you can brainstorm too.
I'm brainstorming. The money ain't there.
All right.
We just told me he wants a half a million and he wants $100,000 tonight.
Okay. It's time to bounce.
You can't bounce.
It's time to get out. It's time to leave.
All right, so
if you listen to me and we laughed when I was trying to hand in the key, we wouldn't have to have gone through
this. Don't you
think
that'd be so suspicious? You know, you just
I
got here.
I don't care about suspicious. I'm trying to get away. You know, once I saw the scene when we first went up there, I wanted to leave. Once I found out we were the only ones there in a hunting spot, I wanted to leave.
All right, so your attorney says, you know what? That's a lot of money. I'm gonna go down here. I'm gonna talk to him, see if we can come up with something. You know, maybe we could, you know, give him like $20,000 tonight and just pay him off forever. You know, because this has to go away. You gotta go away.
Corey.
So it's been like an hour. You know what I'm saying? Attorney hadn't come back up. You like, what in the world going on? You keep calling him. It's going to voicemail. So you and your wife go down and you see Creepy Bates. We just call him Creepy Bates.
Okay.
And you like, hey, my attorney, you know, came down and, you know, what happened? Where did he leave? What happened? And he was like, oh, you don't have to worry about him anymore. I didn't like what he was talking about, so we took care of that.
To me, you took care of that. What does that mean?
We took care of it. The same way you took care of that guy out in the woods. You in a messed up situation, buddy. What you gonna do?
At that point, you know what? When he says something like that, you know, I'm basically Creepy Bass. That's his last night living. Because I'm pulling my gun and he out.
Stop it.
I ain't lying. Hey, because he out. Because, see, he's too volatile. He's just killing folks. So now, it's
the hell, hold on. But he not just killing folks. You did too.
We ain't talking about that right now. We're talking about what's going on now. Like I say, Creepy Bass got to go, you know? So bam, 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 he's out. Boom, bam, I run back upstairs. We get our stuff, you know, and we out.
Okay. So you couldn't kill Creepy Bass. You can't. What? You can't just pull a gun out.
Why can't I?
You really going to jail. You got to stop and think. You got to stop and think, baby.
All right.
I'm not going to just let you pull a gun out and just start shooting folks. That's wrong.
Was anybody else around?
It's a resort, Bob. Of course you got other creepy people.
So other people heard him say...
Oh, no, they didn't hear him say.
Oh, my goodness.
No. Come on now. You know, he a little bit smarter than that. He may be creepy, but he's smart.
Okay.
Gotta be smarter than that. So anyways, at this point, your attorney is... You don't even know. He's missing, he dead, wherever. Who knows? You still in this town, and it's just not looking good for you. And he tells you, you know what? I'm going to let the money situation just... I'm going to drop it a little bit. But one of y'all going to jail tonight. And you got 15 minutes to decide which one it's going to be.
All right. We'll be back in 15 minutes.
You ain't getting out the resort, Bob. Door's locked. Not? You ain't getting out. Door's locked. Don't you think they're smarter than that?
Oh, come on. Yeah. You know what?
Baby, who's going to jail? Which one is it going to be?
You know what?
It's okay. It's okay if you go. It's fine.
You go... What? You going to start following my lead.
Jack. Following your lead.
A point a long time ago, if you didn't follow my lead, you was going to get a laugh anyway. Long time ago. You know how I do. You know, and so the thing was, because your ideas just aren't working for us. They just aren't working for us.
So, okay. All right. Y'all sit there. And your wife is like, well, what plan do you have now? I'm listening. What's the plan?
Now you want to listen.
Yeah, because things have gotten serious.
Now you want to listen. I done took the reins away from you a long time ago. You ain't leading this train. But you know what? Now, since we at the point where...
Had no return.
We are trying... We gonna get up out of this place.
Okay, what are we gonna do? What's the plan? What are we gonna do?
We are going to... try to get to our car and get up out of here.
All right. So, I'll go down first.
No, there is no... You see, you still jumping the gun. You got to listen.
I'm listening.
We're going to go down. We're going to go down the back way to get to our car. Mm-hmm. And we're going to be out.
Okay. So, are we leaving out together or what? What are we doing?
Of course we leaving together.
I mean, I didn't know if you were going first or what. I mean, my fault. I got to follow your lead. All right.
Don't talk. Just listen. Okay? So, yes. We are both going down. We're going to grab our bag. We're both going down the back steps. And we're trying to get up out of here.
Okay.
All right? And we get to the car.
Flat tires. The car. Completely flat tires. Completely. You ain't getting out that easy. Completely flat tires.
Well, you know.
I'm gonna help you.
I guess you're going to jail tonight.
What? What did you say?
You going to jail tonight, so I can figure this out. Oh. I need to be out so I can figure this out.
Oh my gosh. I can't believe you're gonna throw me under the bus.
Listen, I can't go to jail. All your decisions have been bad. I gotta stay out to make some good decisions.
Oh. God.
All right.
Oh,
so you can get up
my
out of this.
Goodness.
So you can come home. All
right. I'm coming home for murder, man. The damn attorney been missing.
Hey, I ain't worried about him. I can get another attorney. That's nothing.
Oh, my goodness.
That's nothing. Okay. So I'm going to come back and get you as soon as I can. I'm going to come back and get you as soon as I can. You agree you've made bad decisions. Because you said it. You said it.
But that don't mean I got to go to jail.
He said one of us has to go to jail. It can't be me. Because I'm making a decision now.
Oh, my goodness.
You were making a decision. So you can sit down for a minute.
Oh, whoa.
That's it.
Whatever. I'm about to wrap this story up because I can't believe you. So anyways, we go in. And I'm disappointed in you. I'm disappointed in you.
Yeah, all right.
And we tell the guy, you know, you're throwing your wife up under the bus. Y'all can go ahead and take her. And he tells you, all right, you know, I think that was a good decision, but I don't know how things are going to work out for you when y'all get home tonight. Welcome to the Murder Mystery Dinner Theater.
Wow.
The attorney was in on it. Of course, your wife, because she planned the whole thing.
Okay.
And then, you know, it wasn't a resort of killing deer, because of course you really shouldn't be out there killing animals.
So it was just,
a murder mystery.
And y'all just put it on me.
Right. But now we see that you are turning your wife in.
I didn't turn you in. Like I said, I'm coming back to get you, but somebody needs to make some sound decisions, because all your decisions have been bad. So, you know, why would you be out continually making bad decisions when I'm in, trying to make good decisions? I can't make good decisions and I'm in the box.
Boy,
you know?
Oh, boy. Wait, the box?
In jail.
Oh.
I can't make good decisions from there. I have to be free to make good decisions.
Man, yeah, it's going to be a long ride home. I tell you that.
It's all good. I'm ready. Come on, let's go. We'll go fix our tires.
Oh, yeah. They just took the air out of the tires.
All right.
That was a good pump back up. You're good.
It's time to go. I'm done.
Oh, so you don't want to stay for the rest of the weekend?
I'm ready to go home.
And the attorney comes out. You see, the attorney is there. The guy wasn't, you know, dead or whatever. That's why your wife was the one checking the vitals, because, you know, she set the whole thing up.
All right.
Bet you never want to go on another trip again for your birthday.
No, probably not.
All right, baby. Come on. Let's wrap it up. Send us home.
Okay. Well, thank you for listening. That was an interesting one, T. Absolutely, that was interesting. And everybody, what do you think about that? What would you do in that situation for real? You know? Because your wife was making bad decisions. Somebody else has to take the reins to make some good decisions and see if you can get out. All her decisions were bad. Right? So, again, you can always reach us on Real Talk with Bad Bob and T to give us any ideas or thoughts or anything like
gmail.com.
Okay. And so
you all messed up on this one.
Yeah. This one got me shook. But the thing is, we're on all social media platforms, and we're also on Instagram at real_talkbt. Okay. So anything else, T?
You know, I just want to say, you know, hopefully no one will ever be in a real life situation like that. But, you know, definitely you want to call the authorities, because you don't want to make a situation worse than what it already is.
That's right.
And on that note, calm down, baby. It was just a thing.
I'm straight.
But yeah, we're going to have some discussions to talk about when you're trying to throw me up under the bus.
Let's talk on our ride home. Again, people, live, love, laugh, and pray.
Enjoy, y'all.
All right.